Blackstone Audio presents Just in Time by Marie Bostwick. This book is read by Emily Sutton Smith, Kate Marson, and Carol Monda. For my sister Donna, who has the tenacity of a terrier, the loyalty of a lab, and the caring heart of a cavalier. Prologue, Grace. For a long time now, my conversations with Jamie have been imaginary. That doesn't stop me from having them. When I first met Nan and Monica and told him about the bizarre circumstances of our connection, Jamie didn't laugh, but he wanted to. I could tell from the way he worked to suppress his smile and how his blue eyes somehow looked bluer under the disbelieving arc of his brows, the way they do when he thinks I've done something ridiculous but adorable. Wait. Let me make sure I'm getting this right. Your support group is made up of support group dropouts? He asked. Except he didn't say that. He didn't say anything. Imagination has served me well, always, but it has its limitations. Or maybe we do. I do. Either way, there comes a point when you want something more concrete, a record and a response, a declaration of fact. Or what you believe the facts to be. I realize there's no narrator as unreliable as one who tells his own story. But who else have we got? Carl Sagan, the American cosmologist, once said, "We are made of star stuff." I've always liked that quote. Jamie did too. It's such a pretty notion. But as I sit here, perched on top of this rock in this treeless and windswept spot that isn't really close to the top of the world,